Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. We love talking to our next guest. I, for one, love the way he played the game. Hard as nails, all out, all the time, 100% effort. One of the great Pirate catchers of all time. Yeah, great baseball mind. Jason Kendall joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Jason, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you today, man?
I'm good, guys. Andrew, Chris. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. We're staying safe. I love your opinion on everything baseball, so I can't wait to hear it, Jason. Where you stand from watching this 30,000 feet up, this stalemate between the players and the owners right now?
Hey, it's a great question that I'm sure you guys have asked a lot of different people.
Yeah.
We just need to get out and play, or the players do. Now, listen, at the end of the day, I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can. There's so much going on in this world right now. And in America, that I don't know. I mean, we are in such uncharted waters,
mm-hmm,
that it should not be a labor agreement when you have the pandemic that's going on, and you know, however many thousands and thousands of people have passed away. And then obviously Floyd. And it shouldn't be. I mean, listen, basketball is good for basketball, good for hockey, and the players and owners 1,000% definitely need to agree on something right now to get something out there and play. If not, baseball be done, because the agreement is up after the end of 2021, which I'm assuming everybody knows, mm-hmm, and you guys have let people know those things or that thing, but they need to get out there as soon as possible. But the owners and players have always butted heads. Listen, the players are always going to get blamed. Is that right? And that's just how it's going to be. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong because of the money that they're making. Andrew, Chris, I'm going to tell you what. They need to get out and play, and they need to figure it out. It's obviously going to be shortened season, and if they don't figure it out, baseball's going to be in a really tough position. But, you know, kudos to basketball and hockey for putting something together. But baseball needs to do that ASAP, because every day that goes by, obviously, you're losing days, and it's coming pretty quick.
Jason, your rookie year is 1996. You talked just now about, like, what would happen to the game in terms of its popularity, how much damage this could do to the game if this doesn't, you know, result in baseball in 2020. What was your experience with the way fans were treating, you know, the players and were reacting and responding to the players not even a full 2 years after the 94 strike when you came in as a rookie? Did you notice that there was maybe hostility or some bitterness still on the part of fans?
Chris, I was already kind of informed. My father played through, played in the big leagues as well for 12 years, and he went through two strikes and a lockout. So, I mean, the players – and myself included, that are making the money that they made, it's because of guys that played back in, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They went through these strikes. I watched my old man come home from a season working UPS, working construction, which is awesome. It's great, but in order to, you know, provide for us as his family. And he made more as a coach in the big leagues than he ever did as a player. And he had some you know, 1973, I think he hit 280. And
yeah, he was a nice player. He was a good player.
Yeah, but he made more as a bullpen coach than he ever did as a player, which is, that's how much, so, I mean, and the players don't, they so I was informed a little more than I think the most of the players who didn't have a father played in the big league, so I knew what was going on. 94 to 96, yeah, I mean, I was kind of already up on it because I did know. I mean, listen, the union's the strongest union in the world, and I don't care who says anything about it. You can argue with me or whatever. The Major League Baseball union is the strongest union in the world. That's why it is what it is, and there are guaranteed contracts, but it's because of the guys that came way before us. So to 1996, man, I was just trying to get some hits and win some ball games. I didn't even think about that, but I already knew, and I was already informed, you know, from my father, what was going on. They need to get out there right now. I mean, it's such a tough topic to talk about.
Sure.
And, you know, the players right now need to be quiet and let Tony Clark and all of his lawyers do the talking. But they need to come to some. And I'll never forget in, 9/11. I was playing in Pittsburgh. And when baseball came back, did I think it was too early? Yes and no. But when it came back and it gave somebody, it gave Americans 3 hours. 3 hours out of the day or however long the baseball game goes to take their mind off of what problems they have and to watch fans and talk to them and listen to their – or just watch their faces. And it was a three-hour out. And I think that's what baseball can do right now. Nothing against NBA or hockey, but baseball's baseball.
Right.
People want to see it. People want to watch it. And right now, more than any other time, the owners and the players need to come on some type of conclusion instantly. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be right, I may be wrong, but it needs to get out right now because of all the things that are going on. And it will take something off of people's minds, even if it's just for 3-4 hours.
Jason Kendall, former Pirates catcher. We love talking to him here on 93.7 The Fan. You're right. It was used as a social institution to help kind of national healing back in 2001, no doubt. Jason, if the situation, and this is just the latest on this negotiation, if it were a prorated salary, so full prorated salary, but for a short season, 48 games, you're gonna come back, train for 3 weeks, play 48 games in front of no fans. If that happened while you were playing, how would you feel about that kind of short, condensed season, Jason?
Obviously, the owners don't want to have many games on the schedule. I myself, as a player,
yeah.
All right, let's go and let's play. I don't care if there's fans in the stands or not, because that's what my job is.
Yep.
You know, the owners want. I will say this to thinking, and everybody's like, just shorten season, shorten this, shorten that. I think it'll be interesting. Listen, if they can come to a conclusion, baseball's going to go back to normal next year once we get the vaccine and, mm-hmm. and everything kind of clears itself with all that stuff. But I think it'll be fun to because it's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a straight sprint, and you're going to see who's a good manager and who's a not manager. And I truly, truly believe that all 30 managers will be given a free pass this year because of the shortened season. But from that first pitch to the first game, whether it's 40 games, whether it's 110 games, it's going to be nothing against the Miami Marlins. If the Miami Marlins get hot for a couple months, they could be there. That's why I think it would be unbelievable and great for fans to watch. It's something different. Something that's never happened. And so, I just want like, I'm a traditionalist. I'm the most old school guy ever, without a doubt. And I think it would be very intriguing to watch and something different. But once again, it needs to get out there. It needs to get out there as soon as possible. And I don't care what they do. And listen, the owners are going to make the money in the playoffs. The players are going to make the money during, and that's what they're going back and forth on, is from what I'm hearing. And listen, I didn't pay too much attention to it, but I also know the union.
Well, it's frustrating, right, Jason? I mean, it's hard to do every second paying attention to it.
Well, and you know what? Is all the baseball players, they're frustrated too. Without a doubt. And this is where they need to speak up. This is where they need to have their player rep go to and get all the information possible so that, that he can feed it down. Like, nobody needs to be talking. Nobody needs to be talking except for Tony Clark right now. And, unless you're like a Max Scherzer who came out and, you know, nothing, no Boris, no any of that stuff. And I can't even think of the guy's name for the Reds that came out, that pitcher.
Bauer. Trevor Bauer.
Bauer, yes. I'm sorry. Nobody needs to be – just be quiet and let the two figure it out. But once again, I hope it gets figured out. It needs to get figured out. My main concern, I think, more than anything, with this whole thing, pandemic, just everything that's going on right now, is the minor league players. Now, I know they have taxi squad, supposedly. I know that they've been – these guys need to play. Taking a year off, and I'll give you a story just like that happened to me. My first year in the big leagues, I made the All-Star team. I went home and I went home. I'm still in shape, whatever, and continue the season. Second year, I did not make the All-Star team. 4 days off, I went home. Didn't do it. I'm like, I got a break. I'm taking 4 days off. It took me about a week to get my timing back, to get more as comfortable as I was before. Now, this being said, is there's going to be a spring training whenever they have it in June, and you'll get your timing back, this and that. But these minor league kids taking a year off, you can be in the greatest shape in the world. You could be ripped and strong and this and that. But taking a year off of seeing live pitching, live situations, et cetera, you guys know where I'm going with this. It's going to be hard. And I'm talking about for every prospect, every minor leaguer. It's going to be difficult for these kids to they're going to have an instructional league, which is going to have to, you know, overlap what it usually is as far as lengthwise. It just is, once again, my opinion. But I worry more about those guys, those kids, than I do a big one. They know what they have to get ready. And do the job, prom show, et cetera, et cetera. But the minor league kids who are not going to that real it's trickle from college to high school. And it's trickle down. So hopefully people out there staying in shape and trying to somehow find some type of live action they can get into.
He's Jason Kendall, former Pirates catcher. Hey, Jason, thanks for stopping by and giving us some thoughts on what's going on with baseball right now. We appreciate it, man.
Guys, you be good. Anytime you need me, let me know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.